Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Suzanne McCormick. How are you, Suzanne?
I am very well, Robert, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you.
My pleasure, because Suzanne is the president and CEO of the YMCA of the USA. So let's talk about the organization. I know it was founded in 1844 in London, and then in 1851 it moved to the United States. So over 175-year history. Talk about what the original concept was of the YMCA, and then we want to go into the big question. How have you evolved, which obviously is dramatic?
The YMCA was started by George Williams in London, England, and the original intent was to bring together working class young men who were struggling to fit into society in a meaningful way. They were working very hard, but there was very else in their lives to bring them satisfaction and joy. And so George Williams brought together a group of young men originally around his faith in Christianity to provide a support system. And that concept came to the United States. It, as you said, it started in Boston in 1851. And that idea of focusing on the health and well-being, both spiritual, physical, mental, has continued through our history. And of course, now we've expanded way beyond a focus on young men. We focus on the entire family. And we are an organization that is 100% multi-generational. We have the youngest of the young who are in our early learning programs, for example. And we have senior citizens. Just 2 weeks ago, I was visiting in Athens, Georgia. I was visiting our Y there, and I met one of their members who is 99 years old. And every day she drives herself to the Y, and she visits, she socializes, she connects with friends, and she takes care of her physical health. So we are an organization now that serves the whole continuum of people who live in our communities.
I want to jump to the concept of reputation, because here you are, and young, you've shared, has expanded from young up to the 99-year-old, and it's really family. Men's has completely gone out the window because it's everyone. Christian, you may maintain some of the original Christian values, but it's obviously expanded a lot as well. Association may be the same, not sure. But let's talk about when you change so much, how do you look at your reputation as CEO, who is responsible for the entire organization in America, which has over 2,500 specific locations, and the reputation of the organization?
I think the strength of our organization is that over time, as we have evolved and grown and transformed, we have always rooted that transformation in our core values as an organization, which are caring, respect, honesty, and responsibility. And I think because we have never wavered from those values, we have such a solid and strong reputation that has grown over time. We have one of the most recognized brands in the nonprofit sector, and that is because we have always focused, even when we've been changing and evolving, on really strong program quality and excellence. I think the other really critical factor in the ability of the YMCA to have maintained such a strong reputation over time is that so much of our evolution and our transformation has been driven by what communities and families and children have asked of us. So we have been a very responsive organization, always looking at how is the world changing and how do we need to change as an organization to continue to be a meaningful, trusted partner in the lives of children and families.
When you're talking about change, Suzanne, from a leadership perspective, what are challenges you faced and the lessons that you've learned about leading through change?
I lead the national office of the YMCA, and my job and the job of my team is to support those 2,500 YMCAs around the country. In our structure, each of our Ys is an independent 501c3 in and of themselves. They have a local board who has the responsibility of governing that Y. Each Y has to adhere to, we have 11 what we call membership standards. And so there are some guiding principles that all Ys have to operate by. But in a federated structure, because each Y does have a high degree of autonomy, so much of what we have to do to bring new ideas and new programs or new initiatives to our YMCA movement is through influence. There's only so many things that we can mandate, which is different than a private or a for-profit franchise model. There are some similarities, but there's some differences. And so one of the greatest challenges for me is as we're trying to introduce change and trying to influence change, so much of it comes through consensus building, relationship building, and convincing our leaders that a new direction or a revised direction is a positive thing. So this job takes a lot of diplomacy and a lot of influence.
So what is that vision that you have for the future? When you're talking about transforming, what would you like to see the Y doing?
Our Ys, as I have described, have historically been key places in communities for starting young men to come and then children, families, multi-generational. What we learned through the pandemic was that our Ys and beyond and before that, that our Ys have the capacity to do more. And there are real opportunities now for our Ys to be leaders in building partnerships that bring holistic solutions to communities. I would give you an example. I was on the phone today with our leader in Birmingham, Alabama. He has traditionally been a YMCA that's invited children and families into their programs to participate. He realized that there were great unmet needs in his community and had the vision of the Y doing more. And so pulled together partnerships and has created a vision for redeveloping a neighborhood to call partners to the table, to work together, to really focus on what communities need, what neighborhoods need, and to work together to bring those services sometimes into one location, but certainly into an ecosystem that can support them.
So YMCA, the first word is young, and obviously you've expanded to full families, but at your core and your origin was the concept of young people. What are you doing today to listen to young people and to help drive them? Because it's clear that they are more interested in making the world a better place than any generation I've ever seen.
In 2023, we are taking some very intentional steps to strengthen our practices about how we engage youth voice. We just wrapped up our strategic planning process for this current period that we're in, which is a three-year period. We are just now embarking on a second phase of our strategic planning to really articulate for our Y movement a collective and bold vision for the future. And we are working in partnership with Institute for the Future to bring to our movement a series of design sessions. And the population that we're going to invite into those design sessions with us is predominantly young people, because we want them to be the voice of what our future looks like. So that's one thing that we're doing intentionally as an organization. The second is that we are putting in place a youth advisory council. I feel like as the YMCA, we should be modeling how we bring the voice of young people into the governance of our organization. And so just next month, our board is going to be reviewing and approving a proposal to put in place a youth advisory council. And the leadership of that will be invited to participate in decision making. The third area, and this is a program that has been ongoing, but it's one of the programs that I absolutely love the most, and that is a program that's called Youth in Government. And we teach young people around the country, what does public service look like? How is decision making made at the state level, at the local level, state level, and federal level? And we actually have across the country what we call youth governors in every state. And I have the opportunity to meet with them regularly. And I will tell you, Robert, they ask me the hardest questions I've ever been asked in my life. And they also offer some of the most innovative solutions. So that regular engagement helps me as a leader stay in touch with what really matters to them. And it's those kinds of things that I think all organizations, whether you're nonprofit or for-profit, we could benefit from if we were more intentional and inviting to the voice of youth.
Well, that is fascinating. We're about to take a commercial break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about more partnerships. And I'll also tell you one of my dear memories of being with the Y. Back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We are completely doing that today with Suzanne McCormick, who is the president and CEO of the YMCA of the USA. What I have to tell you, my memory, it's this really fun one. We went swimming. I was in New York City. It was on 63rd Street and Central Park West. And when I'd come out in the winter, my hair was frozen. And back in the days, in the 1960s, I had long hair. And I used to, while I was waiting for the bus, crack my hair like this and see if it would break off or not. But it taught about something like swimming. And I just want to throw out, there is something crazy like every day two children die from not knowing how to swim. Talk about what you're doing there and the values you're adding to the fabric of America.
Huge focus of the YMCA is around water safety, and especially bringing water safety. So there's water safety and there's swimming lessons, and those things go together. But bringing that especially to communities where children don't have those opportunities. Historically, Black and brown children have had less opportunities to learn about water safety and to learn to swim. So that has been an enormous focus of the Y. We started swimming lessons, the organized swimming lessons in our history, and that continues to be a core program, not just for life-saving, but also teaching kids to swim, teaching adults to swim is a contributor to a healthier lifestyle. And a healthier lifestyle leads to greater mental health and just thriveability. So that has been a big part of our history. We hear lots of stories from people who, if nothing else, they have had an experience where they learned to swim. I also, Robert, learned to swim at my YMCA in Wilmington, North Carolina. It wasn't quite as cold, so didn't have your hair cracking experience. But that's a story that we love to hear, and it's a story that we want every child in America to be able to tell, because water safety, learning to swim, absolutely saves lives.
And you're focusing on healthy mind, body, and spirit. What do you do on the spirit side?
You think about the experience someone has when they come to the Y. First of all, if they come, let's go back to swimming. If they swim or they come and they take part in some of our wellness programs, initially we think that's a focus on physical health. But we also know that physical health leads to mental health, and mental health leads to emotional health, and emotional health leads to what I believe is spiritual health, no matter what you believe in. The other really beautiful thing that happens at the Y, regardless what program people are participating in, is that they make connections. We are a great elixir to social isolation, especially for our seniors. And that has so much to do about how we feel about ourselves, which again, I believe is so much a part of how we feel connected to the world in whatever our faith is. So it's those three things go together and each feeds off each other, spirit, mind, and body.
And let's talk about competition, because when you started with George Williams, there weren't health clubs or anything. Now they're every block you go. And while you do all these different elements, you to many people are a real health club. How do you deal with the competitive nature of that?
The real difference in a Y is that the number one thing we care about is that you feel a connection, that you feel people care about you, that you feel like this is a place where you can belong. And I don't think private sector health clubs have the ability to do that. And the other magic that we can make happen is we can introduce you to opportunities for connection and growth beyond that just working out experience. For example, if you're a mom who comes in and you can drop your kid off in really high quality childcare while you're working out, we can connect you to other moms through programs that we have, you know, around support, or we can offer you opportunities for your children to participate in enrichment programs. We have so much more to offer. Health and wellness and the gym is one entry point. And then we have so many doors around that you can walk through and just have an incredible experience. So we're in a league of our own, I would say.
I like it. I like it. Let's go back to that concept of partnerships. So we have on the radio version here, 600,000 listeners, most CEOs listening in. You talked about partnerships. You talked about reinventing communities. What is your message to CEOs, and what types of partnerships would you like for any CEO who's listening in and saying, huh, I'm interested in connecting with the Y?
A couple messages here. I can't think of any other nonprofit organization that touches the number of lives that we touch. Again, multi-generational, and our ability to impact their lives with education and programming is unmatched. So we have just a breadth and a depth of contact with people and communities across America. And I do think there are companies who care very deeply about the well-being of children and families. And I often think that we think the mission of for-profit organization and the mission of nonprofit organizations can never connect. And I don't believe that's true. And so I think there's great opportunities for us to think about, for example, how do we advance healthy living together, or how do we advance healthy recreation together? The other, because we are in so many communities across this country and all 50 states, we are a great partner when it comes to helping companies consider and achieve their corporate social responsibility goals. We have great opportunities for volunteerism. We have great opportunities to actually bring private sector companies into partnerships that build stronger communities. Again, we touch so many lives and we're so many places. We have a lot to explore.
You being a lifelong learner and, you know, starting out actually with the Peace Corps, how people can continue to advance and learn and progress as leaders?
I do describe myself as a lifelong learner. One of my favorite quotes is the higher we are placed, the more humbly we should walk. And I never take for granted that as my years of experience grow, that there's not something more that I need to be learning, especially from, I have the great advantage that I can learn that from the young people that we serve, but also from our team members who are generations younger than me. They have such amazing ideas and insights about what the future will hold. They give me lots of advice on how the YMCA needs to show up in now and in the future. I've just always been an advocate for the humility of leadership that allows us to continue to look for how we can personally grow.
And there you have it. Suzanne, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO Show.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen Show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Jim Continenza. How are you, Jim?
Good, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. And You're in for a treat now because Jim has done something few people have. So he's been involved with about 30 turnarounds at various capacities, and he's really led about 7 to 10 of those. The most recent one we're going to talk about is a company that, in fairness, many people didn't even know was still around, and he's turned it around, which is called Kodak, from 1892. And from when he took over as CEO, I think stock price over the last 2 years has gone up almost 350%. So it's a whole story on the turnaround. Let's talk about what is the concept to you of a turnaround?
You know, Robert, I don't look at it as a turnaround, more as a transition and a transformation, right? It's not a one-time move. It's what are you doing for long-term growth, long-term stability, and where is the direction? What are your core competencies, and what can you accomplish over time? So when I hear turnaround, right, when I come into a company, I always tell them you have to leave it much better than when you got here. You got to create jobs for the next generation and create long-term value for your shareholders. That's a turnaround to me, or transformation.
So let's talk about Kodak. You came in. You have historically been brought in by private equity, and you'll help the company grow. For you do not usually take on the CEO role. What made you decide to do that with Kodak in 2019 after being chairman of the board?
So I ended up joining in 2013 when they were still in bankruptcy, and to help get them out. And so I knew the company fundamentally, and I spent a lot of time, even when we transitioned CEOs back then. So I was able to spend time with them and understand the business, move to the board with the new investors. We went a different direction, and it could have worked, right? So it's easy. It just didn't, but it could have. So you kind of let it go its direction. We were headed the wrong direction, at least by the board and our ownership, we thought, and by the numbers. And we want to get back to our core values. So the board asked me to step back in because of the history I had and other things that I've done. So I ended up stepping into this role. It was a tenuous time. It was very difficult. Stock was at its all-time low. I mean, a lot of things had to change quick, and we had to get focused. We tried a lot of different things, and they just didn't quite pan out. And, you know, what you really do is you come back to what you're good at. And so that's what kind of drove me to come in. I care about the company. I care about the employees a lot and my shareholders. And it's like, all right, I'll step in this role.
So what exactly did you do? And I will throw out, from my perspective, when I noticed you had like 8 major innovations within 18 months, where the past 20 years you didn't even have that many. But you tell me, when you come into a company, an iconic brand that's hurting, like Kodak, what are your steps to turning it around? Is it innovation or is it something else?
So it's a lot of things. It's not one, and it's not one person. So it's not just me, right? It's not one person. That's not true. And when you look at a business and you look at, you know, when I look at a company, right, the board is very active in the business. And the one thing that Kodak had, right, great people, great technology, and great experience. Can't argue 130 years isn't a lot of experience. We're great at layering and coding and imaging and dispersions and a lot of different technologies, over 20,000 patents in its life, right? And you got to ask yourself, the problem is you got too much to choose for. It's like going to a restaurant with a 10-page menu, right? Simplify the menu. We had to simplify our menu. And so when I looked at the business and said, you know, where can we go from here? Why am I stepping in? It's, can I stabilize the business, number one? And before we put any more money in, can we come up with a path, right? Is there a path? Our investors should run. And when you look at a path for the business, you got to, you know, again, align with your shareholders, your board, and your management team, right? Can you execute on this path? And if there's not a path forward, then don't put the money in. And some companies are meant to continue and some aren't. This one is. And you're seeing it today. We had to get back to our core values and our core roots, things we were good at, layering, coding, chemistry, advanced materials, industrial manufacturing, print, and stop doing everything else. And you got to put the brakes on. You got to simplify the menu. And that's a lot to throw at you in one breath. But when you look at a business on a turnaround, right, the key components of that always are, when you get into financial trouble, it happens years before you go into bankruptcy, Robert. You start doing different stuff to preserve equity, right? And I call it stupid stuff. And then you go into bankruptcy. And let me tell you who's in charge. The lawyers, the accountants, and HR. Well, when you come out of bankruptcy, they need to go back to their support roles and not run the business. Unfortunately, Kodak didn't do that. They didn't become operational. They were still led by those groups that are support functions, not drivers, including IS. So what you have to do is put the business back to the operators, back to the customer, go to a customer-first model, and we'll spend more time on that, but that's really the case. You walk in as, how's the business run and how should it be run, right? And we put in really tight disciplines around functional, accountable, measurable, and trackable, you know, and that's kind of the wave that starts that.
So what was your exact strategy? You talked about the support people. That's really smart. I love the concept of simplifying the menu. So now we're focused. What was your path? Was it the innovation you did of the 8 new products? Was it something else?
So, again, multiple points. I'm sorry not to answer the question. It's when you look at this business, right, it took time to find a path. I didn't find it overnight. But then you look at barriers to entry. What would it take for you to get into film or get into functional printing or get into, you know, digital printing? What would it take for you, anyone else, to come compete with me? What are my true advantages? So when you pick that path, which we did, we have some of the best technology in digital print and in offset plates, right? It made sense to put money back in R&D. We were spending money in R&D, but we were spending it like peanut butter and everywhere. We narrowed it down. What can we do quickly? What can we do long term? What would have the greatest impact, right? What would have the least impact? What are we really good at, right? And what are we not, right? And what are new technologies that are just further out? And we just had to choose those quadrants and bring that back together. But most importantly, we had to come in as one Kodak. I asked a question my very first day, what does Kodak do? And I had thousands of people plus in the audience. These are my employees. They couldn't answer the question. We had to come back to know what we do. We know what we do today. For a while there, we just didn't even know what we did.
Give me in one sentence, what does Kodak do?
Print, advanced materials, chemicals, layering, coating. We're an industrial manufacturer globally.
Ah, so Kodak is an industrial manufacturer. That's great. I hadn't even thought of that. So were there any major mistakes that you made in the turnaround of Kodak that you learned a lesson from?
All day long. I'm not going to dwell on them. I have a saying with my leadership team. I did the same thing with my kids. My dad did this with me. I don't care if that you made a mistake. I care about what you did next, right? What was your decision making once you know you made the mistake, right? So, you know, I would say on some of the innovations, right, we put money in R&D. Some things weren't quite ready yet, and the timing wasn't right. And you got to pull those back. You got to know and say, okay, the market's not ready. Let's put this aside for now. But where is the market today? And there were some innovations there, I would say I did. And even in direction, right? It could never move fast enough. I like to focus on the things that we probably did really well. And that would be, we put our customers first. We had 8 divisions. They were doing their own thing. The customers had to deal with 8 different, you know, divisions. It's the same customer. We're just one Kodak. We put together a council of our 20 largest CEOs and customers. We meet quarterly, and they're involved in our R&D. I just didn't come up with these products. They did. And they work with us as we develop them. We put a council together with the analysts, and take your shots at us. It's okay. But they're helpful, too. They're constructive, and we learn from that. We meet quarterly. You know, and I talk to my competitors. I mean, it's important that, you know, we look in the industry, and, you know, we talk. It's okay that we're competitors, right? But it's okay to also have a relationship. We have to take care of our customers. So there's a lot of, you know, mistakes in the structuring of the people and the path. Not everything is where you want it to be. But overall, you know, the team's executed pretty well, I would say.
So here's a question. The name Kodak, huge brand, hurt brand, distress brand. Did it help you or hurt you in the turnaround?
I've got to tell you, it helped unbelievably. It's one of the most iconic global names ever. There wasn't a time where you couldn't travel the globe and not find a Kodak product, right? So globally, unbelievable. Its association with quality, innovation, right, never really got diminished. I was surprised. A lot of times brands get diminished through restructuring. It didn't. So it helped a lot. I got to be honest. We don't have to explain who we are, what we do, what we're doing, the quality of our service, the innovation of our equipment. We don't have to do that.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here today with Jim Confidenza. So he's been involved with about 30 turnarounds at various capacities. The most recent one we're going to talk about is a company that, in fairness, many people didn't even know was still around, and he's turned it around, which is called Kodak from 1892. And from when he took over as CEO, I think stock price over the last 2 years has gone up almost 350%. So I would ask, you've learned a lot. You've had this huge experience turning around over 7 major organizations. Was there any conversation that you had, a lesson in life, that someone gave you advice that you sort of follow regularly? I'm trying to understand how your leadership concepts developed.
You know what? I'll give you 2 really good points. And one of them is, it doesn't have to be your way, right? You learn as you get older, and my God, I've gotten older. When you look at businesses, and I'll use Microsoft Word all the time or Windows, pick your platform, right? How do you close Word? Is it Alt-X? Is it Alt-F? I mean, is it Alt-F-Exit? I mean, how do you get out of it? They all work. Just because it's not what you would do doesn't mean it's not okay or right, right? And buy-in. I have great leadership. I am really a hands-off. I don't do meetings. I haven't done a quarterly meeting since I've been here. I did one. They used to do QBRs here, 4 of them a year, 30-some people show up. Everyone talks around the room and goes home. It doesn't fit into my model. Talk to each other. We got rid of a lot of the assistants. You don't need assistants getting to the calendars. When I call you, you take my call. When you call me, I take yours. Talk to each other. We start every Monday with health and safety. Then my head of health and safety didn't even know who the CEO was. I mean, jokingly, we start with that. And then we worked into the business. But every Monday, people know what to do, but we actually talk to each other. And you don't have to get on each other's calendars. If there's an issue, get on the phone. Solve it. And that's why we went to functional leaders, not leaders of business units. You're part of a function. Others are part of that. You know, a tree's only as good as its roots. And we have to have that same.
So explain that functional leadership and explain what your job is. Because you're one of the only CEOs I know after 1,000 interviews who doesn't have meetings. What do you do during the day? How do you manage these companies?
So again, through discipline, right? We put in great front-end software, you fix your back-end, you have automation. I look at where a business is going based on activity. It's real simple. If you're not proposing it, you're not going to sell it. It's real simple. I don't need to have anyone else to forecast for me. Activity management, those basics, right? But when your leadership talks together and know they have to work together under one premise, take care of the customer. I really do believe in the customer first. I love my employees. I have 3 children. I love all of them. You can love more than one thing. So we could care for our employees, but our customers come first. So with that, it's very easy to say, if you're having an issue, what are the 3 groups or 4 groups that impact that customer? They work together functionally. It's not my problem, not my unit, not my P&L, not my division, right? You can't do that. You all have to work together, and your decision-making has to be for the greater good of the whole. And so that's really how we work that, and it's really talk. Honesty, transparency, right? And if you can't fit that style, you don't belong here.
What do you do? Do you jump in, like, David Stern once told me the NBA, it's all about episodic micromanagement. That's what he does. What is your way? Do you jump in? Do you let them go? Do they come to you? How do you manage this whole great process?
You know, it's like everything, right? We're a democracy of the dictator. Sometimes just assume I have more information than you do and trust my judgment, right? Other times I will support yours, but just sometimes, you know, things are what they are. But when we agree we're going a direction, we're going that direction. I don't want to hear it again. And either is my team. And I go the layer down. I'll be really honest with you. I mean, I spend time talking to the next layer. I spend more time talking to people I call work for a living. I walk through the factories. I talk to the management below. I talk to the workers down below. I want to understand those that actually impact it. I make statements sometimes out of context. One of them being, you know, I'd rather lose one of my executives than the person who makes my film. Because I can run a business, but I sure in the hell can't make film. I mean, I don't know how to do that. So you got to have a good team. You got to have the right people, you know, that'll work together, that get working together for a greater cause and not about just them. And we have calls. We talk to each other. We have objectives. They have clear objectives, measurable, trackable, accountable, functional, right? And we talk about where we are on those goals. But a lot of groups get together and they listen to other people's problems, but then they don't own it. Everyone weighs in and they all go home. If you don't impact it or have something to do with it, you don't need to be part of it. No BCCs. Go ahead.
So when someone doesn't live up to what they're supposed to, it's all about accountability. What do? Do you fire them? Do you get them a new job?
It depends. It's a good question. If your skill set is you're still needed in the business, you're just in the wrong job, yes. If it's you just don't fit, then you need to move on and we get rid of you. I'm just being blunt. You got to do it.
Final question. Predict the future. Tell me what the future is going to be for Kodak and what CEOs need to be thinking about as we're, quote unquote, emerging from this pandemic. Where should they focus on innovation, on business?
Let me do that one first and then the other. When for CEOs and for me, when I communicate with other CEOs, and I do, this pandemic, no one's ever managed through it, right? So when I hear all this advice from everyone and consultants and everyone, right, no one's ever lived this pandemic, okay? One thing we've learned is we're in one planet, one globe. What happens anywhere else can happen here, right? That comes back to why I'm big on sustainability, right, and the business, and I think we all need to be. But I talked to the CEOs on what are they doing to protect their people and protect their customers, right? That's been my number one conversation over the last couple of years because I have never seen this. As old as I am and things that I've done, no one has. How do we manage through this and take care of your people, keep them safe, right? I think we still have to continue to do that. This thing will continue to mutate. We have to understand how to work in the new ecosystem we're in and grow our business. And when you go back to the future of Kodak, right, if you have to grow your way to success, not cut your way to success, they've tried cutting their way to success. That doesn't work. This year, we've had growth for the first time in over a decade, right? And that's a big turnaround. Growth, now we got to move to greater profitability. That's our model. It's very simple. But you have to grow yourself to success at some point. You can't get there through cost-cutting, and you don't wait for someone to come buy your company. You get it operationally in an excellent form that you can continue to execute and grow and innovate.
And that is really inspirational note. I love to simplify the menu, but what you're talking about is accountability and a new model. A lot of people could learn from Kodak. Think about this company's going in. You just got to take control and get the things going operationally and succeed. Great having you on the CEO show, Jim.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.